Radio Prague News.
Some 140 Roma have refused to leave their homes in an Ostrava slum despite an order of eviction. The Czech Republic's industrial output in June slowed down by 2.2% year-on-year, and meteorologists have warned against strong storms that are expected to hit most of the country later on Monday. Some 140 Czech Roma to be evicted over poor technical and sanitary conditions of the buildings in the Přednádraží slum in Ostrava in the northeast of the country have refused to leave their homes. The houses are now being reviewed by the authorities. The inhabitants were given until Saturday night to leave. The municipality has offered alternative housing to the Romanis, who however complain that the accommodation is overpriced. The Czech branch of the human rights watchdog Amnesty International, along with several Czech NGOs, has called on the authorities to immediately find a solution to the problem. The Czech Republic's industrial output in June slowed down by 2.2% annually, according to figures released by the Czech Statistical Office on Monday. That follows a decrease of 2.4% registered in May. After seasonal adjustment, however, the country's industrial production rose by 0.3% year-on-year. Analysts expect industrial output to keep slowing down in the rest of the year as the Czech economy is going through a protracted period of recession. Nearly 190 million crowns, or more than $9.2 million, from two EU operational programs was between 2007 and 2011 paid in breach of the rules, according to a report by the Czech Supreme Auditing Office released on Monday. The audit found that the Jihozápad and Moravskoslezsko programs frequently breached public procurement legislation and lacked sufficient control of the funds, the authority said. In some cases, money was paid for projects that were never completed. Representatives of the two programs in question said they didn't agree with the results of the audit. Czech President Václav Klaus is among few active politicians listed by international agencies as prominent motivational speakers, the news website aktualne.cz reported on Monday. Lectures by Mr. Klaus are offered by agencies such as the London Speaker Bureau, All American Speakers, and others. The agencies refused to reveal Mr. Klaus's speaking fees, while a spokesman for the Czech president declined to comment on the issue. Václav Klaus is reportedly offering lectures on a variety of topics, including politics, EU affairs, globalization, and others. In the latest news from the Olympics, Veronika Fenslova on Monday finished ninth in women's laser radial sailing event at the 2012 Olympic Games in London. The 31-year-old Czech started off eighth with no chances of winning a medal, the news agency ČTK reported. In other Olympic news, trap shooter Miroslav Kostelecký, who won gold at the previous games in Beijing, failed on Monday to qualify for the finals of the event. Czech mountaineer Zuzana Hofmanová was on Monday reported missing after she reached the summit of Broad Peak in the Pakistani Himalayas. The website of her expedition said the 53-year-old mountaineer reached the top of the 8,047-meter-high mountain on the 31st of July, but never returned to the base camp. Ms. Hofmanová became the first Czech woman to reach the summit of Broad Peak, the world's 12th tallest mountain. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Czech meteorologists on Monday warned against strong storms that will hit most of the country later in the day. Heavy rainfall could swell local rivers, and the authorities in the Vysočina and Olomouc regions are considering declaring flood alert. Daytime highs in Moravia could reach up to 35 degrees Celsius. Otherwise, the coming days will be mostly clear with clouds, rain and storms. Daytime highs will range between 27 and 31 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.